We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Stephen Bailey. Doctor, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Doctor, you know, over the years, there have been the traditional forms of surgical operations. Open heart surgery, and in the old days it was open the person up and go in there and do what you need to do, but it seems like more and more the trend is to try and do the same thing but be less invasive, which is where this new study comes in, right?
Oh yes, that's exactly right. So we're doing more and more less invasively. Even, you know, standard open surgery is often done through much smaller incisions. And then this study was looking at replacing the aortic valve without making any incisions at all. It's called a transcatheter aortic valve that we put in through the femoral artery without any incisions and fix a problem called aortic stenosis. The interesting thing about this study was this is the most recent in a series of studies over 10 years looking at patients who were very low risk for surgery, so patients with highly likely to do well with surgery, who were also tested for the transcatheter valve. And the transcatheter valve, in the short term, one-year outcomes performed exceptionally well, very safe, very effective treatment. So it's really great news for all, you know, heart patients and aortic valve patients.
When will you be able to do this on a regular basis?
Well, we do this procedure now in patients who are moderate risk and high risk for surgical valves. So we do hundreds of these per year. The new thing is being able to offer it to low-risk patients. And we expect that the FDA approval for this in this patient category will come either later this year or early next year.
Now, I need to stop you because some of the stuff that you've said is technical speak that I don't understand as a layperson. For instance, I mean, this is basic anatomy, I guess. You say you go in through the femoral artery. What the heck is a femoral artery, and where is it, and how big is this tube to go in and get to the heart?
Yeah, except my apologies.
No. I just want to understand.
Yeah, so the femoral artery is an artery in your groin, so right by your hip.
Ouch.
Less ouch than an incision in your chest and opening the bone. So we put a catheter in that artery that's about as big as your little finger, a little over a centimeter and a half.
Okay.
And we access that artery and push a valve through there up to your heart, and then expand the valve once we've positioned it inside the calcified aortic valve. And we deploy it with a balloon that blows the valve up. Yeah, I mean, it sounds crazy.
It does.
In all honesty, it's over the past 10 years, the research that's gone into developing the technology and proving its efficacy is we had tremendously high expectations for the technology, and the technology has far exceeded our expectations.
So
faster.
You're actually enhancing the failing valve then.
That's correct. Yeah, So in contrast to surgical valve, where we remove the old valve
right.
and then put in sutures and put in a new prosthetic valve, here we're leaving the old valve and the native valve in place, and we're relying on the calcium in the valve to help lodge the new valve. So it's a totally different kind of concept, but it ends up with very, very similar results and very, very effective therapy.
Well, hopefully it'll be approved for all by at the end of this year, early next year. So.
The one other thing I'd say is it really makes sense to be evaluated by a team. It's very much a team approach that can analyze each individual patient's anatomy. So while we hope to have the ability to offer this, to all patients, not all patients anatomically will be great candidates. So you really want a team that's very experienced that can look at your specific anatomy and make the right choice for each individual patient.
Keep up the great work, doctor, and thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
Fascinating. The director of cardiac surgery at Allegheny General Hospital, Dr. Stephen Bailey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.